Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To Old School with DP and J.
Welcome back. We are live down at the Scarlet Hotel, down by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Innovation Campus. The restaurant is the rooftop patio bar called the Barred Owl. It's on top of the newest hotel here at the Scarlet. We're giving away two tickets for Huskers Badgers Saturday. We're also giving a free night stay here at the Scarlet. And if you have not heard or seen, this is a spot that you want to spend a night. Like, you want to come hang out here. The several restaurants are in play. You got one downstairs. You got this one. You got another private facility across the hall. If you've got private events, this is a really good spot for it.
Right.
You got a reception. This is the spot.
Right.
You know, you got a game watch. This is the spot.
Yeah, you got a little party or whatever.
Okay, please.
Oh, this is for me, man. I need some tea.
Please.
I need some hot tea. Your brother,
please.
Your brother's not
feeling good. Be your best friend.
Jay came through.
Tea,
like
yes, please. Yes, please. Yeah, I mean, they've got the samples up here. We'll have Jake Sorensen break down for us in the next segment what they put out in front of us. But Jay Foreman and I were talking, and he brought up a thing that I think is a big part of what should be the discussion when it comes to what's next. What do you want now, and what do you want to see Saturday as a part of a cultural thing here in the Nebraska football program? You talk about the Nebraska way. You talk about the code that you work from.
Right.
So what are those things that you want to see Saturday and next Friday and every game day for?
Well, I mean, I think tomorrow those guys just need to, obviously Wisconsin's Wisconsin. You got to be physical. It's going to be a heated game. It's going to be a tough game. So you got to bring it to them. So, you know, it's senior day. You know, regardless of, you know, this class never, you know, get, you know, being fortunate enough to get to a bowl game, which, you know, I probably took for, you know, granted. You know, you got to play for them, number one. Number two, you got to play for Nebraska. There's nothing, there would be nothing better for these seniors to beat Wisconsin, you know, to tomorrow or Saturday.
Like, it's a big deal.
It would be like their bowl game, and then have another chance, obviously, at Iowa as well. So, you know, moving forward, you know, I want to see more what they've been up to, what they've been doing, the improvement that they've, the culture change on the fly, which is the hardest. I mean, this is like a modern day miracle for the field, a team that's competitive out there, considering the situation that they went through. And that's just what we know on the surface. So I just expect them to go out there. I think that, you know, Mickey and the coaching staff have set the standard, have coached to the standard, have coached better since after the Oklahoma bye week, and the team is still competitive. I think even like the last, you know, few games where obviously, you know, hadn't been able to score a lot of points, you know, the competitiveness is there. It's just that you just need your, you know, you got Casey back, and, you know, that kind of changes things. That changed the whole dynamic of the game. So, you know, I think it's, you know, more of the same. Now, I think more of the same in the sense of effort, accountability, physicality, but I want more execution and efficiency, and obviously want them to win.
What is the Nebraska way, if I ask you to define it?
It's hard to, but it's just kind of doing anything and everything that you can, you know, do to improve yourself individually and then collectively. you know, playing for something bigger than yourself, being selfless instead of selfish. You just always have them in the mindset. You know, it's always a constant competition. Every day is something, a way to prove yourself, you know, and stuff like that. So I just think it's a way you go about your business. It's no different than the people out there, you know, in the combines when it's cold or hot and they got to do stuff like that. It's just the way it is. You want to be a physical team, a very effective team, an efficient team, a team that plays for each other, and rises to the occasion no matter how high it is, and then continues to push forward no matter, the circumstances. So it's just a way about how you embrace yourself within the Nebraska, you know, state and people, and go out there and replicate it your own way. But you know it when you see it. It's closer now than it was before.
How long does it take to install and instill some of these values?
Well, it just depends on who really embraces it. Because, like when Bo was here, he kind of knew about the black shirts. I'm sure you respected it, but it was more of a nuisance to him. See, that's just something that's energy that you're putting towards something that's already kind of, you know, when you talk about the fan base support, that's kind of what comes with it. You know what I mean? It's part of the tradition. So, you know, how long will it take Nebraska to be, you know, say like a consistent bowl team? I don't know. That's a good question for whoever the coach is. I think a lot depends on, you know, his approach to building his staff, recruiting, roster management, re-recruiting the guys on the roster, and what his expectations are. And that's probably the most interesting thing. You know,
there's a lot in that. There's a lot in what you just said.
Yeah, I just look at it. If you're the highest paid state employee, I'm not paying you to figure it out.
You should know.
Right. I'm paying you because you got it figured out. So, you might have it figured out or have a great plan for in the first 2 years. That doesn't mean that you can't pivot and adjust as well. That's what you need, because things change. The landscape of college football changes. Your roster changes. Your coaching staff changes. Just imagine you got a young, you know, or whatever coaching staff and a young up-and-coming defensive coordinator, and your defense ends up being like Wisconsin was last year, and you come in and say like a school came in and just paid your defensive coordinator.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You know, like he went up to Oregon. Well, then if you didn't have somebody coming up the pipes, well, then you have to adjust. Maybe you might have to take on more of a role. Like if I'm a defensive coach, me, I'm going to have to make more of a role. And then we got to be lock and step on how you become more familiar with being a coordinator. You know what I'm saying? You say, there's an example like Ohio State, right? They had Greg Schiano. He went off, did his thing. They had Terry, I forget his name, Terry, you know, he came from the pros, you know, came back from Tennessee Titans. He was a defensive back coach. He was their defensive coordinator. Well, he struggled. Then they had to give the responsibilities to the defensive back coach. End of the season, within two days of the season, they hired Jim Knowles. So you have to constantly be ready to adjust, and that's the way it is. And you know, it's a hard job because not a hard job, but you know, you got Coach Osborne here who's you know, right there, you know, at your fingertips.
Is that stressful? Shouldn't that be a positive thing?
Here, man, Coach Osborne is 80-something years old. Okay. By the time you get here, he's won more games than you can probably count, and you know, before the night turns dark. That man ain't got no business of taking your job. What he wants you to do is be successful, and don't think for an instance that he don't know football. this modern day football
and today's game, yeah.
Well,
today's game.
The thing is, if he puts up his core values, it ain't got nothing to do with offense. It ain't got nothing to do with scheme. So that's all he's trying to help you do. And I think sometimes, you know, these coaches, look, you're getting paid a ton of money, probably 20 times what Coach Osborne was probably
making.
How
about that?
Right? And that's just time circumstance. That's not, you know,
yeah,
that's
but, circumstances. But still.
But at the end of the day, yes, you're the head coach. You're the guy, right? But ultimately, that doesn't stop you from listening to one of the greatest of all time because he's trying to make your job easier. You know, even if the fact that you don't want to talk to Coach Osborne about schematics, right? Because, you know, say you want to be more of a passing coach. Just play, you know, what is it, devil's advocate,
yep,
whatever you call it.
Yep.
Okay, that's fine. Talk to him about how to build a structure of your program. Talk about how what he had to do to adjust his offense to beat Oklahoma and his defense to beat Oklahoma. Then have some success. Get to the national championship games a couple times. Always get beat by the Florida teams. How did you readjust again with the same staff?
Yeah.
Because you know what the easy thing for people to do now with the staff? Oh, DP's offense is struggling. Let's fire him. Bring in Jake. Oh, well, Jake's offense isn't working because it's two different schemes. So now let's get rid of Jake. You'd be on four defensive or four offensive coordinators in 6 years, and you're always talking about they ain't doing a good enough job. But it just for that alone, you get a Coach Osborne. What do you look at? What was your mindset? There'd be something that he could tell you about the process they went about developing players or evaluating players that could correlate to what you're doing now. There's always something that you can learn from somebody like that.
It seems like I posted a picture of Trev and Coach Osborne talking, just kind of jokingly, most qualified candidate at head coach. And, of course, everybody went, wow, you know, immediately the trolls came out. And I just said, this is part of the issue. This is part of the issue that you can't simply be respectful of the thing that you say you care about the most.
Yeah.
Well, like, they're simple. Like, that is simple.
First of all, you wouldn't have the expectations if it wasn't for those teams in the 90s.
True.
You wouldn't have those expectations.
You wouldn't have the resources.
You wouldn't have the resources. You wouldn't have the respect.
You wouldn't have the fan base.
And you wouldn't have the fan base. So, but then here's the funny thing is you don't want to recognize the foundation of what may – and I get it. You know, look, you know, it looms everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to think – just imagine being out of Alabama – and being one of the teams that didn't win a national championship or one, a class that didn't win one national championship.
Well, they don't last long, that's for sure.
Right, but I'm just saying, just imagine. That alone right? Would be, right? I get it. But don't – why? But then, okay, that's fine. You don't want to hear about those teams and those players. That's cool because we're all old and blown out, right? We're not – you know, we're nowhere to – bypass that and figure out what we did to be good. Don't come with the simple things. Like all you guys, you know – ate steak, potatoes, and steroids. We don't have time for that either. Because if you want to be looked at it like you're ignorant, then go ahead and say that.
Well, that's what it is. We understand what it is. And it's all interesting to me, again, because people who have skin in the game, people who love this thing, who went to work every day, put their hand in the dirt or in the turf, she's the best. She's the best. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, that's good. I just want to give credit for the people who put their hand in the turf, the ones who go to practice every day. They deserve the guys who miss their kids' events.
Yeah.
Right? They miss date night.
The coaches put in a lot of time. It's a hard job. It's not easy being a student athlete. It's not easy being a football player at Nebraska. You know, just because of, you know, the wins and losses hasn't ended up in the, you know, the way that we all expected it to be or they expected it to be, doesn't mean that some of those guys aren't good players or good kids. It's not like, you know, yeah, their record's bad. It's not like, you know, they're just worse. They're bad human beings. I think they're really good kids. I think it's their college experience has been, you know.
It's been different.
It's been different, been unfortunate, you know, and it's hard, you know, for me to wrap my head around it because I was just, you know, I was extremely lucky and blessed that I always have, like, good coaches and the culture was already there. I just had to fit in.
Yeah.
I mean, you work – I had to probably think about ways to mess up versus to do what I needed to do because I was going to do that anyway. So
they had a plan for you. They had a path for you.
For everybody.
That's what you want for this program.
And all you had to do was take advantage of
it. Yeah, that's what we want for this program. Before the break, again, we're live down here at the Scarlet Hotel. You know, the Barred Owl. Rooftop patio bar right up here at the Scarlet. You need to get here. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to see the Huskers and Badgers if you want. We've got some ticket T-shirts we're going to give away as well for folks who are registered. Put your name in the box, and we will we'll draw and give away those items before we leave here today. We'll throw it to break. The Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman with us here at the Scarlet Hotel. We'll be right back on 93.7 The Ticket.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.